Now, ISIL Takfiri terrorists have destroyed a famous statue of a lion outside a museum in the Syrian city of Palmyra. The country's antiquities director says the statue, known as the Lion of Allah, was an irreplaceable piece that was destroyed last week. He said this was the most serious crime the terror group has committed against Palmyra's heritage. Palmyra is a renowned UNESCO World Heritage Site, which was captured by ISIL on May the 21st. The limestone statue dated back to the 1st century BC and was discovered in 1977. So far, Palmyra's most famous sites have been left intact, but there have been reports that some of them were destroyed or smuggled out of the city by ISIL militants. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is the editor of Veterans Today, and he is joining us live now via Skype. Dr. Barrett, as always, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. Certainly, when it comes to these issues of the antiquities in both Iraq and Syria, that has been now coming to the forefront. Why do you think that is now? Because, you know, this cultural cleansing has been going on for a while now.
Yes, it is interesting, isn't it, that we're being told here in the West by our mainstream media that ISIS represents radical Islam. And this is the face of the enemy of Western civilization. And yet we also hear that ISIS was created by the West, that formerly secret CIA documents show that it was expected several years ago that, in fact, the U.S. worked to create an Islamic State to try to help overthrow the government of Syria. And more evidence has come in showing that indeed ISIS is essentially a false flag group supported by the West itself. And perhaps that would explain partly why they're very slow to charge this terrible things it's been doing. At the same time, we're also getting a nonstop barrage of propaganda, some of it seemingly fabricated, showing atrocities by this group. It's a very confusing situation, and it seems that this war on culture, which is precisely what we've been told is the threat from so-called radical Islam, is happening from a group that was created and has been supported covertly by elements of the Western power structure to achieve its political objectives. And I think there's a kind of a schizophrenia hanging over the Western discourse on ISIL, and it's not surprising that they've taken over Palmyra and destroyed various antiquities, and we haven't heard much about it until recently. The question is, will anything be done about it? It does seem that the supposed war on ISIL by the so-called coalition, the U.S. and its friends in the region, Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, is largely just for show. They're not trying very hard to stop this group, and I don't know how many more atrocities and destruction of cultural heritage will have to happen before somebody will get serious about stopping them. Ultimately, though, I think it's going to have to be the people of the region that stop them, because the West is not interested. The West is interested in using ISIL and similar Takfiri groups to destabilize the region.
And Dr. Barrett, we just have a minute left. I'm wondering, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Saudi Arabia there, because, you know, Saudi Arabia is known to be destroying Islamic sanctities on quite a regular basis now. And, you know, many people say that that's where ISIL bore fruit, essentially, came out of, essentially, the Saudi kingdom. So how do you feel about how dangerous, then, that this is to the region, this sort of cultural cleansing that's been going on for so long?
Well, it's an all-out assault on the identity of the region. This is not Islam. There have been these antiquities in the region forever, and Islam has been the dominant religion in the region for more than 1,000 years, and never have Muslims been running around destroying statues. The Islamic governance in the region, going all the way back to the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, has always taken a very tolerant attitude towards other religions. In fact, that's what facilitated the early Islamic conquests, was that the people of the regions were oppressed by the Byzantine rulers, and the people saw the Muslims as liberators. The Muslims came in and stopped the various sects of Christians from persecuting each other and established religions.
Okay, we'll leave it there with that. That was Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is speaking to us live via Skype. Dr. Barrett, as always, we do appreciate your insight.